Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, pressure is mounting on the government to intervene in the hotel market as parents of sick children say they've nowhere to stay while they get treatment in hospital due to soaring prices. Government ministers are among those to accuse hoteliers of price gouging amid high prices in Dublin in particular. However, the Department of Tourism is urging punters to shop around when looking for somewhere to lay their heads. Our reporter Barry Lenhan is back on this story for us today. And what is the story this evening?
Yeah, and remember how the week began with a member of government revealing how he's been forced to sleep in his car as he can neither find nor afford a hotel bed in the capital after completing his legislative duties. No room at the inn for Fianna Fáil's Roscommon Senator Eugene Murphy and other members of the Oireachtas as well, reportedly. But aside from the so-called political nomads, Sarah, the political heat really rising like the prices themselves this evening. Sinn Féin and the Dáil accusing the government of omerta on rising hotel bed prices. Its finance spokesperson Piers Doherty referencing those eye-watering prices we brought you on Monday. €156 for a pod in a 10-bed dorm in a hostel in Dublin, for instance. Deputy Doherty saying hotel prices up 20% this year, up 8% in April alone, and urging the government intervene, referencing the hardship of those staying for hospital appointments, for children's hospital appointments as well, and urging the Taoiseach Minister for Tourism to intervene in particular. The Department of Tourism, for its part, insisting that people shop around and perhaps avoid popular locations when booking their accommodation or their summer breaks. But there are those in government who are disgruntled as well on this issue. We heard from Fianna Fáil Senator Timmy Dooley on Monday, who wants a special tax enforced on hotels who overcharge punters, while the government minister Fine Gael's Patrick O'Donovan, he has also accused hoteliers of price gouging, saying prices are up by between 200 and 300% in some parts of the country. However, Minister O'Donovan was issued a stinging rebuke by a popular county councillor and hotelier in Kerry this morning on local radio there, Niall Botty O'Callaghan, telling Patrick O'Donovan to come to Killarney himself before coming out with such commentary.
Okay, so you have all that political back and forth on the issue, but then at the centre of it, you have some people who are being really badly affected. And we've received some of the texts and emails from parents of sick children, for example, who say they can't get anywhere to stay that are near hospitals. Some people as well sharing their stories on social media. What have you heard?
Yeah, people saying that this is just an additional stress on what is a very, very stressful situation. And one person to share their story on social media was Karen Gallen, who said she was quoted €2,114 for 8 nights in a hotel in Dublin for a single room as she waited her daughter to undergo pretty intensive surgery in Temple Street Children's Hospital, looking to book it for June. And Karen has been telling me more.
So I'm living in Galway City. My daughter is due to have surgery in Temple Street in June, and she will be in hospital for between 7 and 10 days. So I have tried to book parents' accommodation in the hospital, but there's no guarantee of that until closer to the time. So I decided that I would try and book a hotel in the interim. And I was given an astronomical price for a hotel that I've stayed in previously, where I was quoted in excess of €2,000 for 8 nights in a hotel where I have previously stayed at a rate of between €78 and €130 in the past per night.
A single room, no breakfast.
A single room, no breakfast. I had also asked for a quotation for the night pre-surgery where she would be with me if we drove up from Galway the day before, and I was given a quote for €219 for a twin room, no breakfast on a Thursday night, and then the remaining nights another €2,144 for a single room.
Without naming the hotel, is it one you would expect a high price for, or is there anything special about it?
Nice hotel, basic. You know, I'm not looking for anything extravagant. It's just somewhere within close proximity of the hospital. And as I said, I have stayed there in the past. So at the minimum, I think I paid being €78 for a twin room.
Where does this leave you now for your daughter's operation?
I have still put my name down for parents' accommodation, so I will not know about that until closer to the time, you know, given the situation that you have to wait for another child to be discharged and their parents leave. I've had lots of offers from people online. Like, there's been a great outpouring of support on Twitter. But as you can imagine, I really want somewhere that would be very close to the hospital, because my child has additional needs as well as needing this spinal fusion. Mm. So she would really need somebody as close to her as possible for the duration of the surgery.
Yeah, she really needs that support over those few days.
Yes, she does. And plus, you know, I have had suggestions of, you know, B&Bs and Airbnbs, but she's also a wheelchair user. So I have to take all of that into consideration for, you know, every decision I make. It's not just straightforward child going up for surgery. She has additional needs and a wheelchair also.
And you say you despair at this on a grander scale as well. It really does call into question what people are facing, perhaps when travelling for medical procedures or bereavements.
I suppose I was just trying to highlight the issue because there are people in more difficult situations than what I am, and that wouldn't have a definitive period of time that they would be in the hospital. You know, some people may attend and they could be there for months on end. You know, I know mine is going to be between 7 and 10 days, but if that's what it's costing for that period of time, you know, I would really have empathy for somebody who would be there on a longer scale or would be there on a regular scale, you know, a couple of days every week for such as oncology treatment. And it just seems a pity that, you know, the price of his pain is nearly increased by four. It's an exorbitant price increase.
What would you like to see done about it?
I would just like somebody to address it nationally. I've had lots of comments from people throughout the country looking to attend or visit different counties in Ireland, and they're being met with the same problem. It's an additional stress. I would hope that maybe something positive may come out of this, that maybe and the legislators could look at this issue, because it doesn't seem to be going away and it's affecting the whole country. And I'm just one person of many who are in this situation.
Yeah, she's one person of many, but she's in a very difficult situation, Barry. And, you know, I mean, it's so, I can't imagine the stress of what she's facing into without the stress of just trying to find somewhere to stay near her child. It's desperate. We also read a text from a chemotherapy patient on Monday's programme, and this was after your piece on hotel prices, and many people got in touch with that person to offer her accommodation. What happened there?
Yeah, this is a text from a lady. She was having chemotherapy in Dublin yesterday, and she priced a hotel for Monday night near St. Vincent's Hospital here in Dublin, and €485 was the cheapest room she could find for one single night. And several people, as you say, got in touch to offer her accommodation, but the woman in question said she was just simply going to travel up on the train from County Tipperary for her appointment and her treatment and travel back thereafter. Not ideal, she said, but ultimately the situation that she is in. Now, some people suggested as well after that piece that hotels near hospitals do have rooms reserved for those travelling for treatment, but those rooms are also booked out due to high demand and the run on accommodation. Other hospitals some hospitals have inbuilt accommodation, whilst Cork, for instance, the charity Brúchan and Banas has accommodation for families of patients. But the Irish Cancer Society, it's looking for more initiatives to occur for accommodation to be sequestered for those needing treatment, and of course the families of sick children as well, whilst treatment is underway. And Rachel Morrow, she's the head of advocacy for the Irish Cancer Society.
This is the reality of having cancer in Ireland today, and it's something that the Irish Cancer Society has been asking for government action on since 2015. We're hearing in the Irish Cancer Society that patients and their families are facing a lasting and often crushing financial burden, and hotel charges are just one aspect of that, because the uncomfortable truth is that financial hardship often goes hand in hand with cancer, and it can stay long after treatment is finished.
More recently, in recent weeks and months, when we see this acute hotel bed shortage and these rising costs, what are you hearing anecdotally that's facing families?
We're hearing anecdotally, and this is coming through on our support line and through social media as well, that people are facing increased hotel costs. And I suppose that's on top of the increase in the cost of living. So we, like you said, we did research in 2019, and since then things have really only got worse for people. And you can imagine the psychological effect of having to stay in a hotel room anyway before you face cancer treatment.
And for those who are facing treatment, whether it be chemotherapy or whatever it might be, just to have a bed to lay down the night before or indeed that evening, it can make a big difference, but perhaps they're being priced out of it at present.
Absolutely. And there are some things that may help, like maybe scheduling of appointments to later in the day if that's possible. But unfortunately for many people, it isn't. And we think that things need to change. We need government to reduce the statutory monetary charges levied on cancer patients so that they're better able to afford the cost of living. And when you think about the double whammy of these increased costs and the loss of income, something needs to be done about it. I think that the government really needs to sit up and acknowledge the costs of cancer, facing cancer patients at the moment and families, where there are potential levers that the government can pull. Now is the time to pull them, because cancer patients can't continue to bear this.
And that's Rachel Morrow of the Irish Cancer Society, ending Barry Lenihan's report.